This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. The Union Cabinet chaired by Prime Minister Narendra Modi today approved extension of Jal Jeevan Mission up to December 2028 with an enhanced outlay of nearly 8.70 lakh crore rupees. Briefing media New Delhi, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said, the Cabinet has approved Jal Shakti Ministry's proposal to restructure and reorient the implementation of the Jal Jeevan Mission from infrastructure creation to a service delivery.
The Jal Jeevan Mission 2.0 is being completely restructured and reoriented. The focus is now on shifting from infrastructure creation to service delivery. Jal Jeevan Mission 1.0 was mainly about creating infrastructure, building the basic foundational work that was required. Now the emphasis will be on service delivery and service quality. In Jal Jeevan 2.0, focus will be on how communities can be involved and how operation and maintenance can be strengthened. The allocation for the mission has also been increased to 8.70 lakh crore rupees.
The Cabinet has also approved changes in guidelines on investments from countries sharing land border with India. The amendments in the FDI policy aim to unlock greater FDI inflows from global funds for startups and deep techs and take forward the agenda of ease of doing business. Earlier, due to COVID pandemic, government had amended the extent FDI policy. YD FDI policy, YD Press Note 3, dated 17th April 2020, PN3, in order to curb opportunistic takeovers and acquisitions of Indian companies due to the pandemic. Mr. Vaishnav said Cabinet has also given note to proposal for declaration of Madurai Airport in Tamil Nadu as an international airport. The airport located in the temple city of Madurai and is one of the oldest airports in the state. Meanwhile, in other major decision, Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs today approved the revised total capital cost of 3,630.77 crore rupees for the construction of Greenfield Road connectivity to Jewar International Airport in the Gautam Budh Nagar district of Uttar Pradesh from Delhi, Faridabad, Ballabgarh, Sohana as part of the Delhi-Mumbai Expressway. The project will be executed on hybrid annuity mode in Uttar Pradesh and Haryana. The government today showed that there is no energy shortage for domestic consumers in the country and there is no reason to panic. The government said it is committed to ensure uninterrupted supply of affordable energy to domestic consumers of the country. In a social media post, the Petroleum and Natural Gas Minister Hardeep Singh Puri highlighted that India's energy imports are continuing to flow in from different sources and routes. Meanwhile, oil companies have enhanced LPG production in the country. The Lok Sabha today took up discussion on the opposition's resolution seeking the removal of Speaker Om Birla. Congress MP Dr. Mohammad Javed moved the resolution in the House met after the first adjournment at 12 noon. He alleged the Speaker Om Birla failed to maintain the impartiality needed to command the confidence of all sections of the House. Participating in the discussion, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju negated the opposition's allegations, saying that Speaker Om Birla conducted the functioning of the House in an impartial manner. As the ongoing conflict in West Asia between the United States, Israeli coalition and Iran entered its 11th day today, U.S. Secretary of War Pete Hegseth described today as the most intense period of strikes against Iranian targets since the operation began. Speaking to reporters during a briefing at the Pentagon, Mr. Hegseth said the United States will continue its operations until its objectives are achieved. The War Secretary noted that Iran's missile response has declined in the last 24 hours. Despite the escalating pressure, missile strikes by Iran have fallen by approximately 90% and drone deployments by around 83% since the start of the campaign. However, Tehran continues to target neighboring countries it considers aligned with Washington and Tel Aviv. Iran's Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi has said his country would keep fighting as long as necessary. Swiss Open badminton tournament began today in Basel. India's star shuttlers Kidambi Srikanth and Unnati Hooda will spearhead the Indian challenge in the tournament. Two-time Olympic medalist PV Sindhu is not playing at the Swiss Open. Indian players to open the campaign from tomorrow. In men's singles, Srikanth will play against Hong Kong's Jason Gunawan. In the women's singles, Unnati Hooda will face Chinese Taipei's Chu Pin Qian. And that is the end of this news bulletin.